Mr. Dabalina is the host of the show where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them, a good one. Tell them to get angry and threaten them with the shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and carding's a brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality. So turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina, and today is March 26, 2024. We're going to start out with a prank call about NFTs. Remember NFTs? This call's from 2022, which is where NFTs are from.
Hello.
Hi, George.
Speaking.
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. I live over on Drive.
Oh, okay.
So I was in your backyard about 12 hours ago, and I think I left my tape measure back there.
You were in my backyard?
Yeah, and, I must have left my tape measure behind. I've looked everywhere.
You were doing what in my backyard?
I was measuring things.
Measuring what?
Just, you know, perimeters and just the patio, deck, just everything. And, you know, the distance from the house.
Who are you?
The distance from the house to the trees.
Who are you?
Oh, this is Roy. I was just, I'm making an NFT of your house, and I'm gonna sell it online.
Well, no, you're not.
Well,
you weren't in my backyard because the gate is locked.
Well, yeah, I jumped over.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
I hopped over.
You hopped over my fence.
Yeah, I just...
Well, that's trespassing.
Okay, well, no, I'm not trying to upset you. I just...
Well, bullshit. You know what?
Can you just check
and... Keep out of my backyard.
Can you please see
I'll call the police.
See if the tape measure's back there, please.
I'm not going to see shit.
But
you
need...
stay out of my yard.
It's my only tape measure.
I don't give a shit.
It's one of those...
I don't know who you are, why you're calling me.
It's one of those thick ones.
Don't bother me.
Okay, well, what? It's one of those thick tape measures, so I, you know...
I don't give a shit what it is.
It doesn't bend easily.
There's no business being in my backyard.
Okay, I won't go back there again. Well, maybe to look for my...
Well, you're not going
to
go back there again, and fuck your tape measure.
Hey, don't be mean.
Don't be mean. Don't be an asshole.
Okay, well, I'm just selling a copy of your house on the internet, that's all.
Well, you know what? Leave my house alone.
Okay, well, I'm done with it. I've done all my measurements.
Well, you know what? Goodbye.
I was trying to find more calls about NFTs, but it actually looks like I've played every single one of them on this show in previous episodes, so I guess we're done with those. But when I found this call recently as one that hasn't been played yet on anything, it reminded me about the whole losing my tape measure in somebody's yard, and so I've been doing that again a lot on my regular show, which is called The Snowplow Show. I've been losing my tape measure in people's backyards, and I'm just telling them it's because I'm making a map of the neighborhood, or a map of their house, or a map of their yard, but I guess I haven't cut any of those out yet because I can't find them. Or did I play those on the last show? I don't know. I'm pretty unorganized. Anyway, here is a call about us digging a hole in some guy's front yard.
Hello?
Hello, Mike?
Hello?
Hey, what happened? I heard hold music.
Who's calling?
This is Suzanne. I'm with the Public Works Department. We sent you a letter about a month ago. You didn't respond to it. We're going to be digging a hole in your front yard on Monday morning.
Nobody here is digging a hole in any kind of front yard.
Sir, no. I said we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard. We're the Public Works Department. There's going to be a team of eight men out there with trucks. And, yeah, they're just going to be digging a hole by 8 foot by 8 foot.
I'm not the resident that was... I'm not the owner of the house. You need to talk to them. I don't even know what
you're
talking
about. Okay, well, if you could just pass along the message. We tried to get a hold of them with the letter, and it didn't work. So just let them know there's going to be a large hole dug in your front yard, right there in the front, kind of between the house and the street.
For what's the reason?
It's for training purposes here in the Public Works Department.
Nobody's coming to our house and digging a hole in our front yard.
Oh, no, we are on Monday, sir. So we'll be there Monday morning, probably between 8 and 9.
I want to talk to a supervisor here. This is awfully suspect because we've been having trouble with the police. Now you're telling me you're coming here and digging a hole in our yard?
Yeah, but this is not a police matter. This is just the public works. We're just going to be digging a hole. It's going to be about...
No, you're not going to be digging any hole in our yard.
Yes, we absolutely will be on Monday morning.
I want a warrant or a piece of paper. We have not received that in the mail.
Sir, the Public Works Department does not issue warrants to dig a hole in someone's yard.
You're not coming into my yard and digging any kind of hole.
Sir, we absolutely are coming into your yard with a bunch of trucks, and we're going to be blocking the whole thing off, and we're going to be digging a hole. It'll only take a week. We'll fill it back up when we're done.
You're not coming to my house and digging a hole.
We'll probably be done by next week, but, you know, by the following weekend. So just calm down. You're not doing anything with the yard out there. Just stay in your house and leave us alone while we dig our hole.
You're not digging a hole in my yard.
Okay, I'm going to write that down, that you said we're not digging a hole in your yard, and I will call you back in 2 weeks, and I will be like, ha-ha, we actually did dig a hole in your yard, didn't we?
You're not digging anything in my yard.
Well, I'm not. I'm just the lady here in the office. But there will be a team of men there.
I don't care who you
on
are.
Monday morning, and they're going to be digging a hole in your yard.
No, they're not.
Let me check my records here. Yes, yes, they are. You're wrong. They are coming to dig a hole in your yard Monday morning.
Who's your supervisor? I'd like to speak to them immediately.
Okay, I can put Chris Tompkinson on the phone. Can you hold, please? Can you hold, please? While I get my supervisor, Chris Tompkinson? Hello? Did you hang up?
Yes, you can.
I can just hang up.
Yes, you can.
Okay, just a minute, please.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Hello, this is Chris Tompkinson. Can I help you?
Yes, you're getting a call saying you're digging a hole in my yard. With what proof?
With what proof?
Oh. Yeah, I want a number 13. What proof do you have to do this? I want a warrant. I want a piece of paper.
You're a number 13? I'm sorry. You're talking gibberish, sir. I don't know why Carol did most of that call, but whatever. That was fun. I've got some submissions here from listeners. This first one here is from CryFox, and it was kind of in two parts. Like, there's the first half was just him asking what kind of fruits and berries he was able to eat while he was there at the, I think it's a grocery store that he's pranking. But then, for whatever reason, he gets this girl at a grocery store to play D&D with him over the phone. And I'm going to play this just to prove to you that prank callers can pretty much make people do anything they want over the phone, no matter how ridiculous it is. So here's CryFox playing Dungeons and Dragons with a girl at the grocery store.
Was your only question about how many fruits and vegetables you were able to taste?
No, it was not. Also wanted to know if I'm the president of the local Dungeons and Dragons Association. Have you ever played Dungeons and Dragons before?
No, I have not.
Okay. Would you be willing to do a quick game over the phone with us?
Sure, why not?
Okay. You are a young wizard. You are in the library studying, and all of a sudden, you look up from your book, and there's no one else in the library, and all the windows are starting to frost, even though it's the middle of summer. What do you do?
Okay. I would probably get up and look out the window to see if, like, a freak accident is happening or if someone's just going crazy outside.
Okay, so I'm going to roll a perception check for you. Get up and you walk over towards the window. You got a 10 on your perception check, so not, like, bad, but, you know, not good. The frost has gathered very quickly, to your surprise, and it's kind of, like, keeping you from really seeing anything, but you don't see anything moving. Like, you don't see shadows moving or anything like that. And then all of a sudden you hear a loud crash from the hallway behind you. The door is currently closed, though.
Okay. I'm sorry. What was that? The last part.
Oh, you're standing. So you were standing at the window. You hear a crash behind you in the hallway. But the door is closed, so you can't see anything currently.
Okay, is there an option where I don't check the scary noise that just happened?
You can do anything you want. That's the beauty of D&D, is we're telling a story together. This is our story. So whatever you want to do is what you want to do.
Are there any friends there? Can I phone a friend to check the scary noise for me?
You know what? Let's roll a... We're going to roll an Arcana check to see how good you are at magic, to see if you're able... Because no one else... no other people are in the library, but maybe you're able to summon a friend to you or something like that.
Okay, thank you.
Unfortunately, you got a 3. 3 is very low. You could try to yell out to someone, maybe. Or something like that. But you don't see anyone and you don't have the ability to summon anyone to you.
Darn it. Okay. I guess I will go out into the hallway and check on the scary noise.
You start walking towards the door and you put your hand onto the doorknob and you hear another loud thud. And what possibly could be a scream as you start to crack the door open. You pull the door open and stick your head out, and you can see some kind of flying creature going back and forth in the hallway and just grabbing things off of the wall and throwing them down onto the ground.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut the door and go back to whatever I was reading.
Sure. Okay.
That feels like the smart option for me.
We're going to roll an intelligence check to see how well you're able to focus on your studies with the sounds going on around you. Oh my god. That's a natural 20. That means you rolled a 20 on the d20. So you go back over to your desk and you're like, something doesn't feel right about this. This just... No, I have a test tomorrow. Someone else can be the guard of the school. That's not my job. I'm a student. I'm going back to my studies. And you sit down and you open your book and you just pour into it. And the next time you look up, your teacher is standing in front of you with your test already done and with an A on the top of it. And they said, that was your test. And they hand you your paper.
That was amazing. Thank
Congratulations.
You. I do have to go.
Yeah, no, that was great. I love you.
Okay, have a great night. I love you too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Next, I have yet another submission. This one is from Devin, and I think it's a really old one, but I'm not too sure. But man, this guy gets angry. Once again, I'm going to cut off the first half of the prank because Llama is having sound issues and it was driving me crazy, and I don't want to hear it again. And also, I don't know what's going on. Like, they seem to know this guy, and they're throwing in weird personal information to piss him off, and I didn't understand any of that at the beginning either. So, I'm going to play the second half of this prank call where this guy loses his shit and turns into a complete psychopath. Here's Llama and Devin.
Okay, all right. Well, she wants the car, too. I mean, I could put her on with the car, but can you tell me more about the car, then? Your sister told me that you have a small dick,
so I have several cars. I don't know which ad you were referring to, but I do have a... If you're responding to one of my ads, I only really got a couple up right now. One's a Buick SUV.
Yeah, you know what you don't have up? Do you know what you don't have up right now? The thing that you don't have up is you don't have up your dick because your sister told me that you have a small one, so it's not up right now.
You know, you're a sick, twisted person. You need a lot of help. And you probably have been told that many times, and you don't want to get help because you're so sick and twisted and you're a Satan lover. But what I would suggest you do...
Satan lover, really?
Go in front of a mirror. You go in front of a mirror first, or do it in front of a
Bloody
child.
Mary. Bloody
child
Mary. Bloody Mary. I've already done it.
You get a 45 Magnum gun. You put your finger, you insert your finger on the trigger. You put the muzzle of that gun right in your mouth.
It's not a muzzle, first of all. It's not a muzzle,
yeah,
first of all.
Do.
Get your shit right. No, get your shit right.
Yeah, you blow your fucking brains out.
You're going to tell someone how to kill them. Well, it's not a muzzle.
You blow your
fucking
brains
idiot.
Out.
Idiot.
Yeah, you're
it's not called
sick,
a muzzle,
twisted
though.
Individual.
This isn't
1640. Your mother didn't even like you.
You
your mother didn't like you either.
Idiot.
Did she torture you? Did she torture you
Are
when
you
were
mad?
A kid?
Are you mad because
your father fuck you in the ass?
Said you had a small
get up
day.
In the middle of the night, go into your bedroom. Did he do that kind of stuff to you? Makes you twisted.
Are you mad because your sister?
Did your cousins fuck
are
around
you
with you? No, I'm not mad at all.
Are you gonna cry?
I'm not mad at
are
all,
you sad?
Buddy. I just want you
to die.
You want
to talk to my sister?
I want you to die a miserable death tonight. I want you to die of cancer. I want you to die of the worst. I'm wishing upon you the worst type of illness that a person
aww,
like me
poor
can
me.
Wish upon you. A sick, twisted, cancerous death.
He
that's
sounds
what I
like
wish
he wants
you.
To make out with you.
He does. I told you he was cute. I told you.
No, he's sassy.
Listen, I want to kill you both tonight. Where can we meet so we can accomplish this mission? I want to get bloody. I want to get real bloody.
Oh,
tonight,
okay? Let's go, babe. Let's
I want
go.
To tear your cunt apart.
Oh, my cunt?
Yeah.
With your dick?
See, twisted ooh. Fuckers like you, twisted fuckers like you, you like to hide behind phone screens. When it comes to anything real, reality, or like if we can meet and just get it on because you've been calling me like for 4 fucking months so I can just tear your fucking face off. You meet a guy like me, I like to be like involved in it. You know, guys like you, you're mm-hmm. afraid and you're pussies and you stand behind your little
she's
computer screens and your
you
computers because you know
female.
No one can get to you. But you know,
you
real soon people are gonna have viral information at the touch of a button. And it'll go viral
no.
and I'll know exactly where the fuck you are at any minute. It's gonna happen real soon because
we're in trouble.
A lot of these other companies are making it available. And then you're gonna get a on the fucking door.
Hello?
It's going to be a guy like
hello?
Me
hello?
With a fucking
who's
rifle
there?
To blow off your fucking there. Brains. That's what's going to happen. Don't call me again.
Okay,
can you
I'm
going to
call
door?
You a lot. I love that guy.
Holy shit, that one got crazy. I think my favorite part was when he fake knocked at the door and confused Llama and Devin real good. And what the hell, he's wishing things against them? He's wishing death upon them and stuff? That's just weird. Who does that? Oh, and also, that guy let us know that Devin and Llama have been harassing that poor guy for 4 months now. Wow, you guys, not cool. You shouldn't do that. That's harassment. Here's a call where I called up a hotel and made the guy lose his shit because I stole his waffle iron.
Thank you for calling. This is the Hampton Inn front desk. Karim speaking. What can I do for you?
Hey, I'm a guest here. I'm staying in the hotel, you know?
Okay.
And, you know your waffle maker down there?
Yes, sir.
I kind of snuck down there and I brought it up to my room and I was trying to make candles with it with my kids' crayons and we have a mess up here. What do I do?
To clarify, you grabbed the waffle maker out of the kitchen, brought it up to your room and tried to make crayons with it?
No, I was trying to make candles out of crayons because I have wicks and stuff and... You know, I was going to melt the crayons into waffle shapes and make waffle candles. But we have a mess up here.
Please tell me this is a joke.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I didn't know this would happen. I'm not going to have to pay for this thing, am I? It looks like an antique. It looks like you probably needed a new one anyway.
I'm going to refrain from commenting on that.
Why? No, please comment. Let's hear it.
Because I don't know.
Let me have it.
I don't know.
I deserve it because I'm such an idiot. Like, I can't even pull the waffle maker off of the floor, off of the carpet.
You should have greased it first. I told you should have greased it.
Yeah, I didn't grease it.
Maybe you just should have not done this in the first place and waited till you got home.
Well, I've made candles with crayons before, and it doesn't usually go like this. I think your waffle maker was too hot.
Why did you think that it was a good idea with a waffle maker in the first place?
because I was gonna make waffle candles, and we had all these crayons. We have like, we have like two totes full of crayons here. What was that clicking?
What room is this? I'll put in a note for maintenance.
Okay, well, I don't know if I want to get in trouble or not. I didn't want you to be concerned when your waffle maker was missing.
We're going to find it sooner or later because housekeeping goes through the, you know, different rooms and stuff.
Yeah, but I'll...
Waffle maker's glued to the floor, then.
Well, I'm going to try and unglue it because I've got it turned on again, and I would think that would...
warm it up.
Warm it up, yep. Thanks, mysterious voice on the phone.
You might start a fire at this point.
No, it's not. I'm going to watch it.
Sir, respectfully, given that your judgment has been off so far, I will request that you just stop.
There's a lot of wax on the floor, and I think that'll protect the carpet.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but if I get it off the floor, I'll sneak it back down there.
No, just leave it.
Well, I don't want anyone to know it was in my room. I could put it in the electrical room. I was in there earlier.
No, just leave it.
You know the room with all the switches? With all the breaker boxes?
Yes, the room that should be locked.
Yeah, well, it was locked.
Okay.
Anyway, that part doesn't matter. I can just put it in there. When I figure this out, I'm going to put it in there.
If it's locked, how are you going to get in there?
With my Flipper Zero. I'll just beep boop my way into it.
How about you just not? Okay, you know what?
I did it earlier. It's easy.
I'll come up and grab it.
No, just... I'm still working on prying it up.
I'm straight up worried that you're going to start a fire.
I will not start a fire, I promise. You don't have to worry about that.
No, given how... Given the way that your plan has gone so far, and the simple fact
All right.
that you decided this was a good idea in the first place, I do not trust your judgment.
Do you have a chisel down there?
I can bring one up.
I don't want any trouble. Is there a janitor's closet someplace?
You should have straight up stolen our waffle iron for the night and decided to make candles if you didn't want trouble. Okay, this is my problem now, and I have to figure it out.
Well, you know what? You just don't even worry about it. You know, like, let the next shift handle it.
I'm worried about it. I'm worried that you're going to start a fire, and I'm worried that you've destroyed our carpet.
Well, the carpet is definitely destroyed. I mean, how do you get wax out? Can I... Sorry. I'm smoking weed right now in my room. It's making me cough. If I have a blow dryer, will that melt the crayons into the carpet?
You're smoking weed and you trust your judgment?
Well, no. I like doing art when I smoke weed.
That doesn't change the fact that smoking weed alters your judgment.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. I probably wouldn't do stuff like this otherwise.
Not do this. What room is it?
Okay, well, I don't need you lecturing me like you're my mom.
Okay, if you don't tell me what room you're in, then I'm going to have to call the police and start sending them into different rooms trying to figure out what
you would. You would not do that. Like, that would be crazy. Come on, all these paying customers.
Yes.
You would.
Exactly. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. That's stupid. Like, let the next shift deal with it.
I'll get fired if I don't.
Okay, well, no, I'm not going to start. I'm not plugging in the waffle iron anymore.
Okay.
I won't plug it in again.
I'd get fired if I don't figure this out.
Okay, but I mean, just because I'm smoking a joint doesn't mean I'm going to set the whole place on fire. It just means
you're not allowed to smoke in the rooms, and we've been trying to track down which freaking room is reeking up the second floor hallway.
Oh no, this stuff I've got, it doesn't smell that bad at all. I don't think that was me.
How long have you been staying here?
Just a couple days.
Yeah, that's exactly how long it's been stinking up the entire western half.
Shit. Okay. So. All right, I'll smoke less then. I'm sorry.
Just don't smoke in my hotel, period.
Okay, well, you're taking this way too seriously. Come on.
I'm not, given that you've straight up stolen our waffle iron and you may or may not be trying to burn down our hotel.
I think stolen is a strong word because I never intended to keep the waffle maker. I was going to bring it right back down.
Without asking anyone, even though it wasn't yours.
But it was still borrowing because I was going
to... It was not supposed to be used in that way.
Yeah, well, now I know. I'll never try crayons in a waffle maker again.
You said that you've done this before. Was that a lie?
Oh, no, I've made candles before out of crayons. Usually like in milk cartons, though.
Why? Okay, just...
Why not milk cartons? That's like a candle-shaped thing. And then you just have like a really colorful candle. You use all your used-up crayons. It's pretty. Okay. You can pour ice in it, and it'll have holes in the candle all over the place when the ice melts.
I know exactly what you're doing. I've done that with a freaking...
Waffle maker?
No.
No.
Definitely not with a waffle maker.
No.
With a cupcake pan thing.
Oh. I thought you were going to say just with a cupcake. Like, how does that work?
Okay, anyways, what room is this that I can...
Oh, no. Nope. No, thank you. Just... Don't be calling the police.
I'm going to have to if you don't give me a room number.
Okay.
Because I have to file a report now.
Sir, the reason I can't give you a room number is because...
Four different reasons so far.
You've just been...
Butt slammed.
On the Gerbil and the Butt Show. 100.3, the Gerbil.
Whoa.
That was just a prank, sir. We can't give you the room number because we're not staying there.
You got you real good.
Yeah, we're wacky DJs, except it's just a podcast.
I would love to believe you, but I'm now suspecting illegal activity in my hotel, and I have to call the police.
Oh, no, wait. Hold on. The prank's over. You don't have to keep taking it seriously. It was just a joke. It was a funny ha-ha prank-em-up joke.
That's the thing. I don't know that this is a joke.
If it wasn't a joke, would I be able to do this? See, we wouldn't write a whole song about butt slams.
You got butt slammed, sir. It's funny. It's a joke. You're going to be famous.
It's a radio
thing. You on the show.
Dude, I would love to laugh, but this is my job.
You need to laugh, sir. You sound very depressed.
Because I'm worried.
You know, a creative guy like you who does arts and crafts should be able to loosen up and just relax a little bit, because you said you made crayons before using a muffin tin or whatever. You understand. Yeah. You know how to have fun, right? It's just a bunch of fun.
Yeah, we'll see about that tomorrow.
Listen, we've been recording this call. Can we have permission to put your voice on the air?
Absolutely not.
Could you just do me a favor and just say yes real quick?
No.
He said absolutely, so I'll just edit out.
We can edit that in.
The not part out, and he'll say absolutely.
Happy Pranksgiving.
Oh, I thought you were hanging up on us. Hey. Sir?
What?
Hey, lame-o! You just got full-on butt-slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best.
Oh, that made him hang up that time.
Welcome to my paradox. Eternally there, it's not on point like the horns on a triceratops. On point like some pointy things. And if this album flops, you're gonna see me work at Burger King. Do you want some fries? Or would you rather have a super magical surprise? Whoa! Oh, a shooting star. Let's make a wish. I wish you would jiggle your boobs more. I wish I was a little bit shorter. Mmm, Taco Bell, run for the border. I wish to save the whales. I wish that that the notes went up and down a scale. I wish that I had more wishes. I wish more girls were more promiscuous. I wish for world peace. Whoop whoop, that's the sound of the police. I'm a radical dude. Pizza, that's my favorite food. Let's make some wishes. Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious. But my wish for today, I wish that Michael Bolton would sing on my birthday. Watch me do a backflip! Watch me do a robot dance! My rap flows are cool! Tell everybody there's a party at the pool! I'll invite my friends! Like Larry, Sally, Bob, and Steven. We'll wish for cool stuff. Wishes turn real if you wish hard enough. I wish we could party on my balcony. I wish death upon my enemies. Yeah. Let's step outside and take a look at the beautiful night sky. Oh, a shooting star. I wish to be the very, very best rapper.
Your wish is granted.
Through the mist, a creature vanished. And disappeared. And then everybody cheered.
Don't have a weed pipe, never have, never will, and this is not funny.